Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. This episode is brought to you by Jewel Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Jewel beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook, you don't have to make mess, you just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Jewel so much that we bought it, so we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients. And it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life. And only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to jewelwellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at jewelwellness.com. On with the show.
You can hear me fine here.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. This is Ashley, and I have one of my really awesome clients. Obviously, her name is Kristen, you know what I mean? But I just think that she is so me. Like, back in the day when I was, like, deep into, like, trying to fix everything, and then, like, we'll get into it. But I just resonated with her story so much, and I just feel like everybody else is going to resonate. And the most beautiful thing is that nobody's story is like the perfect story, because every part of it resonates with like every one of us. And for some people, it's a lot, some people it's a little, but long story short, you guys, this is juicy. So is it Kirsten or Kristen? I never know when it's, you know what I mean?
It's Kirsten. It's a K-I-R-S-T-E-N.
Kirsten, yeah. Kirsten. I knew the moment I said Kristen, I was like, that's not right. Okay. All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Catch us up. So like, you developed HA, but before that, how do you feel like you, because think about HA, I say this all the time, it's not like the flu. You don't touch a doorknob. You don't just catch HA and then like you get over it in 5 days. So how do you think HA developed over time before your period actually went missing?
Right. So I had HA for about 10 years. So that was quite a long time. And I think so 10 years ago, I was very young, and I just didn't know much about, I didn't know what HA was at all, right? And I was an athlete, so I was like competing and training a lot, like high exercise loads, just doing always go, 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 and like rest and recovery wasn't really a thing for me. So I didn't know what I was doing to my body, like just undernourishing it and doing too much exercise. So I think before I lost my period, I was probably influencing my body like negatively, but I didn't realize that. I think it went away quite early on. So I think from then there was that clear sign. But being an athlete and being young, you kind of think that's convenient and something that's pretty neat and I don't have to deal with having a period. So I for many, many years I kind of just let it slide and go under the radar, not really worry about it too much until much later on where I was like, okay, no, this is something not right, and I need to put some energy into it.
Okay, so what made you be like, you know, I should have this thing, you know, like my period. Oh, and ovulation is like actually important. Like, what is that turning point for you?
So for like I mentioned now, like for a long time, I didn't even spend time thinking about it too much, which is very to me very bizarre right now. Like how could I not think about that and wonder what was going on, when every single woman or female on this planet is menstruating or should be menstruating and having a cycle, and I didn't think much of it. So it was only actually, so I studied like human physiology and biochemistry and like about the body and exercise science, so I started to understand the importance of having a period. Okay, we have estrogen, we have progesterone, these hormones do things in our bodies and influence our bone health, influence our brain health, influence our metabolism, all these things. And I started to learn about the effects that could happen with like long term, like low estrogen, low levels of these hormones. And that scared me. So I was just thinking, I want to live a long, healthy life, not just a long life, like a long, healthy life. And I can't do that with having absolutely zero estrogen in the tank or any progesterone. So that's what was kind of for me, just realizing I just had the knowledge now, and knowledge is sometimes power. And I kind of just realized, okay, I need to do something about this. And then even from that realization, I knew it was a problem, and something I needed to address. But even with that information on board, there were so many like layers on top of everything that prevented me from actually taking action for quite some time. Or actually, yeah, maybe taking action, but not really like intentional, you know, this is gonna move the needle.
Oh, you said so many good things. So one of the things is I do think it's interesting. Most people who have HA don't know that they're developing HA or don't realize that the path that they're on sets them up to develop HA. And most of us are like, I want to live a long, healthy life. And I think that there's this common theme of like, I can't wait to be 60 and still be lifting and hiking and doing all these things. And so for the women who are like, I don't want to get pregnant. Is this for me? Is this even important? I find that it's the longevity aspect of living a healthy life that they've already committed so many years of their life to, right? And then to come to realize that that very lifestyle that they've been living and that in order to achieve that is the one that's going to jeopardize it the most. So, like, to your point of, if you're like, I have a goal of like being really active at 65, 75, you know what I mean? Yeah, hiking and all these things. You're not doing that without estrogen in like your menstruating years. Like it's just not like you couldn't be on polar opposites, right? So because you're like, we get asked all the time, I don't really care about having a baby. Is this really important to me? And I'm like, okay, do you want osteoporosis at like 30? Because it's much closer than, I mean, it's much closer than like you think, you know what I mean? Like we had one woman in the HA society, well, two now, oh my gosh, who have broken their hips in their 30s. That is like, I'm sure that is not on your list of things to do. And so I do think that this longevity thing is actually way more important than people think about, especially in this space. There's nobody in the HA space that's like, I don't care about my health. That just doesn't exist. You know what I mean? And
I think
then,
the interesting, sorry, go ahead. No,
no,
the
go ahead.
interesting thing is We kind of know this, okay, we want to be healthy in our 60s, 70s, 80s, so we do all the healthy things. Well, this is where I was coming from. I read all the longevity books and the health span books and how do we like to live long, healthy lives. And it's all about like blood sugar management and caloric restriction, time restricted eating and intermittent fasting and exercise and all these healthy practices that definitely are healthy. And I think if you do that to the extent that I was doing, or if you just do it without balance and without recovery phases and without like proper nourishment and a kind of just balance, I guess, at the end of the day, then you're not going to be healthy at those ages. So I think like having that intention of being healthy and doing all the healthy things, but sometimes it's not getting you to where you want to be.
Yeah, and I feel like that was one of the biggest things that you and I worked on. And then, like, we'll dive into that. But to your point, and like, I haven't read any of those books, but like, any of the studies that you see of like fast, I mean, I'm not going to be against fasting. I do think that there's a time and a place. I actually think that humans naturally do it. Like, if you have dinner at 6 p.m. and you don't have breakfast till like 6 or 7, you've already done a 12-hour fast. So we can just go ahead and just check that off the list. Like, everyone's already naturally doing it. But I'm not going to go against the literature that there is positives. But I think it's interesting. And I think this is something that we have to keep in mind when it comes to science. Our nerds, like you and I, we're very nerdy people. Like, we love learning. Is that to have a conversation about longevity and fasting without the conversation of hormones is so like, you couldn't pick a better example of missing context. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that this is an example of getting so dialed in to one biohacking aspect of life and completely missing the whole picture. And because, like, I used to do it too. Like, I used to fast until like 1 p.m. and I thought it was like, oh, look at me, I'm so healthy, I'm gonna like live forever. Mind you, I don't have the goal of living forever. I just wanted a really high quality life, a really high quality active life, really truly. But honestly, and all the things and all the posts and like all the snippets and all the clips that you see on Instagram, social media, TikTok, Threads, I don't know what else is even out there, podcasts. It's never the full story. It's always like these half truths, and they're true, but like, now apply that to the context and you're just like, oh, this may not even be what I need to be focusing on right now. So that kind of leads us to when you and I met. When you and I met, we met on a discovery call, and you had, and this isn't doctor bashing, but I would just love for you to share your experience, because I feel like when I first gave you my protocol, you were like, is this it? This, like, did I just pay for this? Like, what is this? And it's only because of what you have previously been through before you signed up for coaching. So just kind of like catch everybody up on that, because I feel like this is the part is so relatable.
Yes, actually reminded me of that, but that is quite funny. I definitely did have a little bit of that thought process. Like I mentioned, it took a long time for me to kind of realize this is something I need to fix and put energy towards. So it was probably about 7 years of having amenorrhea. I decided to like do something, and my first point of call was, well, actually just like my mindset was really that my body is broken and there's something wrong with the way my organs are working to produce the right amount of hormones. And so I thought I needed to put things in and have these external influences and put things into my body to try and get it to work, like get it, kickstart the engine, So that's what I did first. I went started working with a functional medicine practitioner and did like a lot of blood testing, a lot of like mineral testing, all these different things to try and like assess what was wrong with my body. And obviously reading those results, there were a lot of things wrong, like everything out of balance, and that kind of scared me a little bit. So then we went through this whole protocol of getting all these supplements and medications, and was taking every single supplement and all the different medications to try and like treat the ex like the like all the different things, like not even just the hypothalamic amenorrhea, just like the thyroid and adrenal and like oxidative stress in the body and all these things that were kind of not in balance. And then thinking that by fixing those things, then at the end, the last thing that will come right would be my hormones and my menstrual cycle. So I went through that journey for about 2 years of really just blood testing, doing the tests, intervention, test, intervention, test, intervention, and yeah, a lot of money and time and effort. I think that was actually just making me even more stressed and like worried about like, am I improving? And when I see the next blood test and nothing has changed or nothing's really going in the right direction, worrying even more and wanting to do spend more money on this. So I eventually got to the end of that, and I was just, well, there was no end. I just got to a point where I was just exhausted and feeling overly stressed every time I would have to follow such an intense protocol. So then I took a couple of months break and just thought I would just stop doing everything. And I came across a podcast from you guys. And I think it was Danny just on YouTube, like swinging in a chair, just giving a little talk. And I kind of just resonated with it. I just felt like these people understand my thinking, and I kind of just had a connection with what you guys are talking about. And then yeah, I just thought, let me just try this. There's no harm in doing this, and I wanted to give it a go. And I was kind of fed up a little bit by that point with what I was doing, so I just was really excited to start something new. And I felt like for the first time, I was genuinely wanting to get better, from like a very like a deeper level than ever before. So that was also kind of probably a good point to kind of change and pivot my plan.
Totally. So one of the things I love about, and then the part where I think everybody's going, like everybody connects to, is that like you didn't recover previously for a lack of trying. It wasn't for a lack of trying. It wasn't for a lack of, you know how some people are like, you're just not willing, like some practitioners will be like, you're just not willing to spend the money. You're just not willing to make the investment. Like, no, hood rat. I've been spent the money. You know what I mean? I've like done all the testing. Like, this isn't a matter of like testing, you know? And so to your point of like, no, like you have done the super strict protocols to the T. And I think like when some practitioners like give out some protocols are like, oh, they're not gonna follow this. No, HA women, that's not us. No. Like we're gonna do it, and we're gonna do it better, and we're gonna do it better than you've ever seen anybody do it. Don't be mistaken, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, you tell me to go hard, and I'm gonna go harder. So like, don't worry, you know. And then to the point of spending a good amount of money on testing, because it's like, I was just as interested in the data. I'm sure you are just as interested in the data, but it's so interesting is that like you can't test your way out of HA.
I enjoyed doing the testing and kind of seeing what was going on the inside, but I realized towards the end, I was like, I'm actually just like looking for nothing here. It's just this, obviously my body is a little bit imbalanced, but I really need to fix like the root cause. And maybe just for people like listening who are on a similar journey, like I also did all the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for months. And I really, really genuinely thought that was gonna fix me, because what if you're adding hormones in, obviously I'm gonna have this cycle, right? And while some people might have a withdrawal bleed or have some sort of success with that, I don't think that's the long-term solution. And it definitely wasn't for me. Like there was no budging in my hormones at all. So that was very demotivating. Very interesting.
Yeah, no, I definitely did that as well. So then when I saw your case, I was like, oh, this is me at that point of the time. And I remember being like, I don't know if I would have, because you're like, I was so determined to find the answer that at some point you wind up being more obsessed with being busy with finding the answer than actually being like, I have to do it. But you were like, okay,
I'm doing that. So considering all that and then getting my protocol, I'm sure you're like, what the flip? You know what I mean? Because, and to your point, like I had seen your previous protocol, and it was like 14 pages. Like it had everything under the sun. And so when you get like three bullet points back from me, you're like, excuse me, I'm a high level chick. I could do this. And I was like, I know, but I need you to do this. And I just remember, man, that was me. That was me to a T. You know what I mean? Oh, so anybody out there, we see you, we know you because we were once you. Like, so then like we get started and I
I think
ask.
so. I just wanted to like mention because like in my mind I'm thinking this is so you're like not giving me a whole protocol to do. You're just giving me a few like principles to kind of live by and like very minor things and like put an extra piece of toast on your plate. And I think that's the fear that I had. It was like it's so simple and the changes that I needed to make were actually quite like simple, but also very big in my mind just because of what the consequences were. But we'll maybe touch on that. But it was kind of daunting for me.
Oh, you know what? I love that you bring that up. You're like, this is my fear. She's gonna tell me to eat toast, right? Like, oh my gosh, right? Well, and again, thinking about this is like, we're in a world where unfortunately health and wellness and longevity has been so convoluted, so overly complicated that like, to tell us the simple things, and I totally resonate with that. And at the same time, when you know, like when like those people are always like interviewed and they're like 105 and they're like tips for living well, and they're like laughing, and we're just like, thanks, that helped me with nothing. Although, like, you probably do need some laughter in your life. It's like the very thing that you're like, the very thing that you're pissed off about when people tell you is the answer is probably the biggest thing, right? So whenever you were like irritated, I was like, oh, sweet. Okay. This is gonna be tough, but we hit it on the head. Like I know that I know that I know that we're going down the right path. So one of the part that I wanted to get into was that for you had come from like a carnivore keto background a little bit. Tell me a little bit about that. Because I was also that as well. But like you're like your mindset of that and then signing up for like coaching. You know what I mean?
Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly. Okay. Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and I'll actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
So my background, I've always been into healthy lifestyle and healthy eating and kind of was always experimenting with my diets and nutrition and just seeing how that influenced my performance. And I kind of really hopped on the low carb, high fat, high protein train for a very long time. And I kind of do think that is a healthy way to live and maybe more cyclically, like going through different phases in your life. But I was doing that like all the time and quite extreme. So I would completely limit carbohydrates. I was very, very low in carbs and high in fat and protein. And I actually think just when I started this, kind of had a bit of a fear of carbohydrates, but while shifting from to a low carbohydrate diet from a normal mixed diet, I didn't add back in fats to kind of replace that lower carbohydrate, which you should be doing. If you're low carbohydrate, you have to kind of replenish or get enough fats as well. So I was kind of low carb and like low or moderate fat at the same time for many years as well. And I think that's kind of, that was probably one of the biggest factors while having a lot of exercise in my schedule, which influenced me getting AJ. And yeah, so I followed the keto diet for probably more than a year, 2 years, experimented with the carnivore diet for a couple of months. And then I kind of decided, okay, this is a bit extreme and I didn't have my period. I need to kind of get a bit more balance in my life. And then just for the last 4 years, I've just been kind of low carb, or maybe 2 or 3 years, just like low carb, prioritizing protein, because protein is super important for women, gain muscle, like be super healthy. And I thought, as long as I'm getting my protein in every meal, which I still strongly believe in, I tell everyone about that, but I was just prioritizing that to the max and limiting carbohydrates still, just with this kind of underlying thought that I didn't need carbohydrates at all to function. If I have enough fats and I have enough protein, I'm just going to be fine and I'm going to be healthy and I'm going to, most importantly, like manage my blood sugar control through this diet, which is one of the important things for me. And I'll be like healthy for life, right? So that was kind of my thought process, and just joining you kind of pointed that out to me. You made it quite clear that it was a bit extreme and not the optimal way to eat and to live for women or for our hormones. And yeah, so that's what we did together. Kind of one of the two key things was increasing carbohydrates, because yeah, I actually was kind of skeptical coming into this coaching, because I eat a lot. Like I'll eat a lot of food. Like even my boyfriend at the time, I'd like eat the same amount as him, and like eat way more than the rest of my family. So I was definitely like almost certain that I was getting enough nutrients in, calories in through the day. And I wasn't really tracking, but it probably was around like 2,500 calories a day on average. And sometimes even more, and like lots of fats, so very like nutrient dense foods, like organ meats, good grass fed meats, and all the healthy fats. And that's the stuff that you guys also promote. And I know like people coming from a vegan or a plant-based diet, to include those, the healthy fats is kind of a big thing. So I was like, I'm already doing all this stuff. Am I going to get any benefits from the coaching? And then, so yeah, I was a bit worried about that. But then, yeah, it came down to you and I just working together to kind of add in more carbohydrates here and there. And it wasn't even like a massive shift. It was working with what I was already eating, which is really, really nice. Like, what are you eating now that contains carbohydrates, and how can we include more of that in each meal? And that was kind of, it took a while for me to get used to that, but it was actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
Looking back.
Sorry, y'all. I just had a cough. I think like, to your point, it was probably very simple, but for you, what like you did was be like, I am coming from this camp of blood sugar regulation is of the utmost importance. And to your defense, again, context is key. I think that this is another part where context is key as well, too. And it's really common for like everybody. Whenever people talk about blood sugar regulation, and I will scream this from the rooftop forever, like we only think about low carb or high fiber and all these things, right? And I probably wouldn't believe this for myself if it didn't happen to me. And I think that this is every woman's experience who comes from a low carb, because I've had like multiple other people that were like really strict low carb, and obviously like that's the answer to their healing. And having to unravel, that's why I talked to, it's like an unraveling. We have to like unravel this belief that the only way to achieve blood sugar regulation is just to be lower carb, more protein, more fat. If you just have more protein and more fat, you should be fine. Except for when you're a woman, like you can literally feel your body go like, you know what I mean? It's like your body knows it needs this like carb, this glucose, right? For multiple reasons. Obviously, everyone's like, well, you don't, you know, people say all the time, carbs are not essential. Yeah, well, technically, neither is ovulating to stay alive. But like that, I mean, but that's not what we're here for. We're not here for technically staying alive. We're here for quality of life, health, in the most basic aspect, right? And so I always like to point out that carbs are technically non-essential, and so is ovulation. And that's why you've been alive for the past 11 years, not ovulating. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure we're here because we don't want that anymore. But to the point where like our ovaries, our brain, our muscles, everything prefers glucose. And so while you can survive off of ketones, it's a very stressful process for the body. Even given that, back to missing context. The missing context is that you also have to be eating enough, and you have to have enough carb source in general to have blood sugar regulation. And of course, there's always going to be those, some people are like, well, my friend doesn't. Cool. You are clearly not your friend, or else you would have your period. You wouldn't be here. You would be cycling. Mm-hmm. You like, you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't have imbalances on like your labs, but you are clearly not your friend. And unfortunately, even my go-to back then was like, well, I just need to try harder. I just need to go even lower carb. And so for you, yeah, it was like, I have to step out of this camp and add these back in. And what if I was wrong for those previous years where I seriously, genuinely, with my whole heart, was just chasing health? What if I was slightly wrong? And so it comes down to this, like, am I willing to find out that I was wrong and heal and move on? Or am I going to double down on what I believed in before? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is always hard to kind of, yeah, realize that you've been wrong for so many years. And for me, I think just as a kind of scientist in my faith, I think like a scientist, I'm happy to be wrong. But when it's so ingrained in you for so many years, it's kind of really hard to kind of go back in your tracks and be like, oh, I was kind of wrong. But again, like I mentioned, I don't think I was wrong with what I was doing. I just think I took it to the extreme, and yes, under my circumstances, I was training a lot. I was under a lot of stress. I had the wrong environment to be doing all of those healthy, quote unquote, practices to balance my blood sugar. I think you and I spoke about this. It's like I was trying to optimize the whole time. Optimize my blood sugar control and optimize my metabolic health and just be this optimal healthy machine. But I didn't have this base to kind of optimize on top of until I kind of recovered from HA. Only then can I start optimizing again. So for me, I would be an exception to the rule of what I would normally tell my people, my friends and people around me what to do, like limit carbohydrates in certain periods of your life to kind of balance blood sugar control, do all these healthy things to be metabolically healthy. But for me, I couldn't do those things that I would believe in. And just to wrap my head around that, to not do that for this period of my life, to recover and to get healthy, was, yeah, kind of, that was a big thing that you and I chatted about, just shifting my mindset around that.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. I just love your recovery story, because you're so right at every corner, because we're trained like, well, if you're not optimizing that, then you're leaving something on the table. You're not doing your best. You know what I mean? And it's so interesting, because like you can almost hear the marketing in it, right? You're like, if I was a marketer, like if I was marketing, that's the message I would be pushing, right? Like, don't leave anything on the table. You know what I mean? But the point is that like, well, first we have to get to the table in order to leave anything on the table. And whenever we come from like, whether it's just a lifestyle of optimizing, a lifestyle, you know, cause like that was 100%. So that's why I was like, oh, I just love your story. Cause I 100% was like, I eat carbs before and after training. And that was a really big thing for you. You're like, okay, I can believe that carbs have a time and place before and after training, but I'm not training. And that's everybody's question, right? It's like, but I'm not training. So like, why do I need this? Well, because we're not ovulating. You know what I mean? And so it's this constant kind of, I feel like with your journey, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't so much like adding back in carbs. It was just kind of like removing what currently didn't service in this season. Doesn't mean it has to be wrong. Doesn't mean that it's not an appropriate thing to do. But in this specific season, like, you know, like we had to, like, it's like almost like going into a drawer and taking out everything that doesn't belong, rather than like shoving everything in that we should do. Like, no, actually, I need to like take out and see like what is left, type of thing.
Yeah, I think that was the other big thing. Just, yeah, stopping what wasn't serving me anymore and just changing my ways and my habits.
Yeah, and not even, yeah, but just like not serving you in this season, right? Like, you know, like specific season. Okay. So then we started working together, and I'm pulling up your chart now, lady. How many days it took us? You ovulated on cycle day 91. So after X amount of years, how many years? 11 years? Of not ovulating, and then boom, 91 days, which can feel like an eternity during the process. But when you look back, you're like, oh my gosh. My body did it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I 90 days, so that's like almost like 3 months roughly. And I was so worried actually, just when I signed up for this coaching, I put a lot of pressure on myself in the beginning to succeed in this. And I think that's kind of a common theme in my life. It's just like wanting to achieve the goal, the outcome that I have in my mind. And yeah, so I wanted to make sure that I was recovered by the time, you know, I had our last call, and I didn't. And I, by that point, actually, like, I just, my mind already had shifted though to not be so putting so much pressure on myself. I was just way more chilled and relaxed about this whole journey. I was like, this is a journey, this process, and I'm just saying I'm being patient with myself. And yeah, I wasn't so goal oriented. I wasn't like, okay, I need this to happen in X amount of time and X amount of weight and X amount of body fat percentage or whatever. I was just going with the flow. And I think that was a major shift for me to actually recover after that. So I think it was probably like a month after you and I had our last call that I got my period back. And I honestly thought I still had a long way ahead of me. And yeah, so it caught me by surprise. It was incredible.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things too, where I almost even, obviously no one wants to be like, yeah, I'll sign up for a year program. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants it. But then at the other time, like, probably the worst thing that you could do for HAers or people who have had HA, be like, you can recover in 8 weeks. And then like, you're like, okay, well, I could push hard for 8 weeks. And then like, you are pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And then it's like, I'm a failure. See, it's never going to happen. I should have never done this. And just like all these doubts come in. And so that's why our program currently now, so if y'all listen to this in 2 years and the program's not the same, well, I mean, you should have signed up 2 years ago. But our current program now is like, we have 3 months. So like, I call it a 3 month intensive, right? We meet every other week. We email in between the weeks. We establish all the things to establish, because the thing is that nobody's keeping anything from you. So it's not like, oh my gosh, you hit the 6 month mark, now we do special things. No, you know what I mean? Like, and so currently right now, where we have this 3 month intensive, AKA our calls, and we get everything in order and we're doing all the things and we're monitoring, and we're doing all these things. And then after that, like, we have this year long support where you can just email us. Hey, you know, I'm still watching your chart, because let's be real. If you haven't recovered, I'm just as much invested in you, because I want that success for you. I want that success for us. Like, it is an equal investment. And to your point, like, you just needed, sometimes I find when people pass that 3 month, they're, it's not like admitting defeat, but they're like, well, I didn't make it. And then they take this pressure off. Like, I didn't make it. And that's in air quotes. I didn't make it in the 3 months. And then there's just this sigh of maybe disappointment, but also relief. And then like they start their cycle, like then they ovulate like a few weeks later or like a month later because the pressure has been off, not because they did anything different. You know what I mean? And I think that that's also proof of like the mindset. You know what I mean? Like to your point, the pressure that we put on ourselves. And that was something that you kind of chatted about too, was like stress. You know what I mean? Like taking things off your plate and that we don't have to do everything just because we can, you know?
Yeah. I think I was just reading before we chatted now. I documented my journey a little bit. Like I would write down on like random days. I think it was only like 10 or so times, but it was quite cool to read back. And the first like to like day 60, I was just very much like, oh, I'm like gaining weight and like looking at the scale and noting how I felt about it. And it was like very negative emotions about, like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And it's just like very uncomfortable feeling. How am I going to go out into the world and be seen like this? And it's just, it was difficult. But I think I also had, and like the stress load then was, I think, a lot of myself and my thoughts and just the fear. And then I had a period in my life where I just had a lot going on, like work-wise and like projects and things I was working on that kind of got my mind off of things. And it was a lot of stress. Like if someone was asking what I did, it was like a lot of things, but it kind of got my mind off. And I framed it as like a positive stress in my mind. And it was just a lot of distraction. And I kind of, at that point, it was like day 70, day 80, I just really had that mindset shift about not really caring for much and not being so goal-oriented. And I kind of let go a little bit. And yeah, I just, this actually made me think of another thing. Is like, I wrote down one day, like I had so many, I felt so like disconnected and closed, and like I didn't have really strong relationships with, I have a lot of friends, but no like real deep connections and strong relationships with my friends before like day 80 or day 90. Like it was just like, even just before the signing up with you guys. And then afterwards I had like way more connection, just being more open and more free and more like relaxed. And it just made me realize as well, just being so attached to like what you think you need to be and want to be wasn't the right way to like go through life. And there's just so many more friends and connections and deep, like amazing relationships on the other side. When you kind of are more free and more relaxed. That was just one of the things I remember.
Absolutely. I feel like I feel like unfortunately we have framed letting go or like surrendering as like giving up. When what if it's actually just surrendering the things, like this false reality that we have to control everything, and you create margin for connection? Wild, right? You know what I mean? Like, oh, lady, is there anything that you want to tell the people that you're like, if you're listening, if you are me, or maybe something that you would want to tell yourself like at the beginning of the journey, what would it be?
I don't know. I think like a common theme throughout this whole journey for me was just, I made me realize how much I worry about what other people think. And I think a lot of, I've just, it sounds very silly to bring it up, but I think a lot of people struggle with the same thing to a degree, some more than others. So I think it's actually worth just talking about, but yeah, just like worrying about how you're portrayed by the people, how they perceive you, and are you seen as attractive, as fit, as healthy, as the person who's achieves a lot. And I think maybe just my upbringing, that was kind of my identity, like a fit, healthy person, always active, always doing her best and doing well and making the healthy choices and kind of being like an inspiration to some people, like not like massively, just like I was kind of trying to lead by example. And then to to kind of start this journey and let go of some of those things was very difficult for me to let go of that reputation or that person who I thought I was and wanted to be. So yeah, just like the perception of other people was a very big thing for me. And we've mentioned this many times in our chats, but like at the end of the day, no one really cares that much about you. they're just more worried about themselves and thinking about themselves, not in a selfish way, but in it's just reality. And then it's also actually not just about like realizing that people don't care about you. Like that's obviously that's true and that's important to know. Or not like they're not focused on what you look like or what you're doing. But also just finding like something inside yourself that you're happy with and or just being happy with yourself and also finding what you can offer and what you can be and bring to the table without what you look like and without what you do and without like the external things. So that was also kind of a big realization for me. And once you kind of have that, just being, I wouldn't say that I'm there to be honest right now, but
we're working
towards getting there. So once you kind of have that feeling of, yeah, I'm just like really, I love myself and I'm happy with who I am and I just want to be happy and I want everyone else around me to be happy. That is, I kind of wish I just when I was younger just knew that. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely, I love that whole thing. The extra like, what if people are not thinking about me as much as I think they are? And again, that's another unraveling, right? You're like, oh, well, then how would I act? How would I dress? How would I be? How would I show up? It's a great unraveling. Well, I have loved this call. Oh my gosh, guys, this chick, so pumped for her, so happy for you, babe. And just thank you for being open and honest and just sharing, you know what I mean? Like sharing, we were wrong. And when I was brave enough to question it, you know what I mean? I healed.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, yeah, like just starting out this journey, thinking that your body is broken and something needs to be fixed inside. But then realizing that my body was doing the right thing the whole time is super interesting. It was just doing what it needed to do, given the circumstances that it had. And yeah, and then just being able to just let it do what it needs to do, and it knew how to do everything, which is quite amazing. So yeah, thank you so much for being on this journey with me.
Absolutely, it's so good. All right, lady, well, you have a beautiful day. Everybody else, you guys have a beautiful day. I hope this encouraged you. I hope that you feel brave enough, you know, to start the process. All right, bye.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys. And it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys. But here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472, and I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society, or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit, 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast. really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.